Here's something you may not know about the White House. It's always been considered the president's home, not a museum. So presidents and their wives have done what people do when they move into a new house: paint, paper, change the furniture and carpets, redecorate. The White House has been done over lots of times. The White House Historical Association has commissioned a set of pictures to show us what those famous rooms might have looked like at various periods. So we went over to the White House Visitor Center to see them. Peter Waddell, who is an architectural painter, did the work, including some paintings of the exterior before the Capitol City grew up around it.
Few artists painted it, and I can sort of understand that because it's a really hard building to paint decently compared with how many artists have painted Mount Vernon and how many images there are of Mount Vernon. There's very few of the White House.
But Waddell says the interiors were even more complicated to paint. Working with the White House Historical Association, Waddell looked at inventories, samples of fabrics, furniture, and fixtures still stored in the White House collection, working to get the details right.
So we know how many yards of trim for the curtains. We know about the white sheer curtains with the little eagles on them. We know the colors of things.
Those shears were in the East Room of the White House, as it may have looked in 1837, when Andrew Jackson was president. Today, the room is used for large gatherings and for White House news conferences, but Jackson may have been the first president to use it.
Until Jackson, it really hadn't been used at all. It wasn't decorated.
Well, now we have sort of red and gold and teal brocade drapes, lots of gold over the mirrors and over the windows, and gold around the top parts of the rooms. I'd have to say that these decorations, I would say they're just right upon gaudy.
Gaudy is good. I'm afraid the idea of a sort of restrained and restful good taste had not occurred in this period. In fact, not until really the 20th century. Gaudiness, bright colour, shining surfaces, I think were things that people craved in a time where the outside world was covered in dust and ground up horse poo and in winter mud. I think when you went inside, you wanted to be dazzled and you didn't want to be soothed. If you wanted earth tones, you could go outside for it.
What about this great honking cheese that is sitting in the middle of the floor and its very own special stand?
Jefferson had been given an enormous cheese, and not to be outdone, Jackson's political followers gave him a huge cheese, which arrived on a wagon festooned with flags and then sat in the front hall of the White House for a year until his final reception, when they rolled it into the East Room and invited the public in to consume it, which the public did in 2 hours.
A picture especially rich in detail is called The Splendid Mrs. Madison. It shows a party, maybe around 1810, given in what was then called the Elliptical Salon, a round room in the middle of the main floor. We know it as the Blue Room, but it wasn't blue yet. It was a kind of golden yellow.
The colour of a candlelight, and it had also, they'd not only hung curtains over the windows, but they'd hung curtains over the niches at either side of the door as well, so that it appeared that the fenestration went right round the room. So it was like being in a merry-go-round almost.
Fenestration being another word for
the
windows.
The windows, yes. I beg your pardon.
Am I correct that the pretty lady in pink with the white feathers on her head is Dolly?
Is Mrs. Madison, with the great little Madison next to her. Her outfit and jewels created from a first-hand account, and she's being momentarily distracted by Decatur, the famous general and neighbor on Lafayette Square.
And this must be the gentleman who's got all the gold braid on his outfit.
He is indeed covered with gold.
Well, so what did you do? Spend a lot of time with Godey's Ladies' Book or something to look up the dresses?
Godey's Ladies' Book is very good.
There Which are is a like a catalog of
yeah, ca- sort
fashion.
Of fashion, a fashion book of the period. Absolutely.
Now, if I were better at recognizing people in the dear dead days beyond recall, would I recognize people in this picture?
Well, Washington Irving is right here.
Yeah, the fellow with the bangs?
The fellow with the bangs, indeed. And there are quite a lot of well-known people in this painting as there were at Dolly's soirees, which were very famous. And I think if you go to the White House History website, you can see this painting and click and find out who is who.
There's also a painting in which the Red Room is already red, but very differently decorated, with a surprising view of the Potomac River out the window. It's been many years since the river could be seen from the White House. This exhibit of 14 paintings covers roughly the first century of the White House, up to about 1902.
When I first went to the White House, I thought that must be how it always was. It was a big shock to discover that how you see it now is quite recent. It wasn't a museum. It was just a house that was endlessly redecorated.
To look at the paintings, visit our website, npr.org. You'll also find a link there for an interactive exhibit where you can see the photos of some of the items that inspired Peter Waddell's recreations.